Saturday afternoon, and I received your tape last night. Pauline brought it home from work when she came in at 11, and sat and listened to it. And I was very happy that you had taken the news so well, because I was, of course, concerned that perhaps you might be justifiably. I mean, I would, in the same situation, be very concerned that perhaps I wasn't telling you everything that was wrong. But as I told you, I was. I told you everything, because I'm like that, too. I don't like to get a little bit each, you know, a little bit more each day, because when someone does that to you, then you never really believe them, and then you sort of think that, well, there's more to come, and they're just not telling me. It sounds so loud to me, you know. Every tape I know I complain about the electricity, but I'll try it now and see how loud it sounds. Well, I guess better be loud than too soft. Well, anyhow, I'm fine, as I tell you every day on the tape. I'm doing well. Today I have a little more pain than I've had in the past, and I think I might have a little bit of pleurisy. I don't know how or why, but I think I do have. It's not, you know, anything incapacitating or anything like that. It's just that it's uncomfortable. It's on that side where that arm is, so maybe by limiting the exercise and all of that arm, I might have developed a little bit. But I'll have them check it on Monday when I go to work. And if it's too bad, I just won't work. But it's all right, you know. It's just, as I say, a little bit uncomfortable. It just catches you off guard once in a while, kind of sharp. But I think that considering I'm probably expecting to do too much, you know, I think that I should be better than I am. I'm, as I say, I'm okay, it's just that I'm a little bit sore. But then I got quite a bouncing around, and I suppose I have a right to be a little sore. But my eye looks almost perfect. It just looks like I'm tired on one side now, you know, a circle under my eye. But all around it, the discoloration is cleared up, and it looks very good. I went in to get my hair done today, and even the hairdresser said, gee, you look so much better than you did last time I saw you. So I feel every day improved. And the captain's wife was in the beauty parlor when I was there, and she asked me how I was feeling and all. And she said that she had long thought the precautions at the railroad crossing were not good. And she said they had improved, that they were now blowing a whistle and sounding a gong and putting the chains up on both sides away ahead of time, and that the engine was just about creeping through at that particular crossing. And I said, well, I guess I'd have to the thing for me to do would be find out what time the trains went through each day, and then to make sure I wasn't there at that time. Alice mentioned something about where the tracks were. Well, they were the first railroad tracks that you hit coming onto the base from Porto, and it's right there. They're the only ones that are in use, kind of like our old trolley tracks, as I say. Well, anyhow, I think I'll answer some of your questions from the tape that you had mentioned, or some of the things you had mentioned. Of course, you all mentioned the injuries and all, and as I said, there's no change. It's just that my shoulder still bothers me some, although I had just about full motion now, and I think I might have just a little bit of pleurisy, but it's doing quite well, you know. I'm getting along fine. And I am deeply grateful to all of you for offering financial assistance in purchasing a new car. But I'm all right financially, because I wrote a letter to the bank immediately as soon as I realized that I was going to need money. And I'm certain that it's the bank I always do business with, you know, where I have a savings account and where I have my checking account. So I don't anticipate any difficulty there at all. So, and I don't know what the, excuse me for yawning. Mom did it in the tape. I guess I'm copying her. I don't anticipate any difficulty there. As soon as they send me the check, then, and the car is cleared through customs and everything, as I explained to you, then I'll get it. And I don't know whether I'm going to be up to trying to drive tomorrow or not, but Mary Elizabeth is going to take me out and have me drive the Volks. I don't intend to do any long trips with it or anything like that. Well, you never can tell, though, you know. People who have them seem to like them. And, Dad, you were correct. And it's amazing to me, and I said this to Pauline, I said, it's amazing to me how I merely described to you exactly the accident as it happened, and I've told the people from security and all over, and they had seen the car and been at the tracks and everything else, told them the story the same as I told you, and yet they couldn't visualize that I was hit from the back. They kept asking me where I was hit and how did the right side of the car get so smashed up and all this business. And I said, I really didn't know. You know, I didn't stop to check. And yes, I know the car was upside down. I know when I left it, it was upside down. And I told you I thought I got out the right window, but I don't think I did. Oh, I know I didn't, because it was, the left side, the window on the left-hand side, all the windows were smashed, but except the windows on the left-hand side. I think I got out the front, the windows in the front. I think I put my feet down, it was the window in the front, and I just put my, you know, slipped out through. And I did not have my seatbelts fastened. I don't think I would have been able to get out had I had my seatbelts fastened. Now, this doesn't mean they're not any good, because there have been great pros and cons about this. Everyone has generally agreed that I probably could not have gotten out, and as I said myself probably to a previous tape, not being the most mechanically inclined individual, I could always fasten my seatbelts, but then I was at a devil of a time getting them out. So, for me, it was probably just as well. But they say statistically, in so many percentages of the cases, people who have seatbelts fare well, fare better than people who don't have seatbelts. And so I guess that maybe this is what they're trying to say. But as far as I know, Dad, no, I know I didn't have my seatbelts on, and because I put them in the car because the man said we had to have them. But other than that, I never used them. And so I think that answers your question on that. And as for the medals, Mother, no, it's not necessary to send me one. I think if you would like to keep them or to give them to anyone, it's all right. I think it's not so much the particular medal that or the medals that saved me as much as the, it's more the spiritual aspect of it than the material aspect. But I think that if there are anyone, any people that you would like to give them to, then you should. Because somebody helped me. I don't know who, but someone was there. far as when I asked you, told you in the first tape that I couldn't answer any other questions, I meant that I couldn't answer questions of a mechanical nature because I just don't know that much about an engine and the force of gravity and all this business and trying to reconstruct the accident. I couldn't do it. I could only tell you what happened. So I know that as far as being concerned about it or being nervous about it or anything like that, I'm not, and I haven't been. I have never been, even at the time of the accident. And that's not so unusual, really, when you stop thinking. Because at the time of the accident, I really didn't think I was going to come out of it alive. And then when it was all over, I realized that I was alive. And there was no sense to panic then, because it was over with. And I don't feel like a lot of people, but I'll never be able to get behind the wheel of a car, or I might stop and hesitate at the railroad crossings, I don't know, but as far as anything else is concerned, I don't have any fears at all. It's just as all I want is a shoulder to get better, and it isn't that I'm in such pain or anything like that, because I'm not. It's just, you know me, I get antsy and aggravated. And as for calling Mother, I think it was a noble idea, and I was going to call myself, but getting through is like